with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has been fired by President Trump, and Oklahoma GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen has been nominated in her place. Mullen says he plans to work with Democrats to protect Americans in his new role.
What do you tell Democrats?
I'm going to have a conversation with Mr. Schumer wants to sit down and talk to me. I'm going to sit down and talk to him. I want to try to earn their support, and I'm going to be very open and honest with them. And at the end of the day, all I can do is do my job. I'm not going to get in the tit for tat. But if they have real concerns, I'm going to listen. I'm going to see if it's practical. But nothing's going to prevent me from doing my job. I'm going to enforce the policies and the laws that Congress has passed, and we're going to protect our homeland.
Israel says it has begun a large-scale attack on Tehran and continues to strike Lebanon as Iran targets Israel and U.S. bases in the Middle East.
Israel has said it has begun a large-scale attack on Tehran on Thursday, as well as continuing strikes in Beirut and southern Lebanon against Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Iran launched a new wave of attacks at Israeli and American bases in the Middle East. Israel's military said it was moving to intercept the missiles. The war was launched by the U.S. and Israel on Saturday. Over 1,000 people in Iran have been killed by U.S. and Israeli strikes, and over 80 people have been killed in Lebanon by Israeli strikes. About a dozen have been killed in Israel by Iranian missiles and drones. I'm Karen Shama.
Some two dozen states are challenging President Trump's new global tariffs in court. On Thursday, the states filed a lawsuit over import taxes he imposed after a stinging loss at the Supreme Court. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow plunged 784 points. The Nasdaq dropped 58. This is SRN News. Luxembourg enshrines abortion. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The small European nation has voted to add the so-called right to an abortion to its constitution, making it only the second country in the world to do so, following France. Luxembourg is a constitutional monarchy, but the monarch has very little power. In fact, when Grand Duke Henry opposed the law allowing physician-assisted suicide in 2008, the legislature of Luxembourg passed laws to reduce his power to little more than a rubber stamp. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man who repeatedly drove his car into the Chabad-Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York City earlier this year has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of intentionally damaging religious property. The man was arrested on hate crimes charges following the January 28th incident, which damaged an entrance to the revered Jewish site but did not cause any injuries. This is SRN News. An experimental drug offers the prospect of fresh hope for children suffering an uncommon type of epilepsy.
Dravet syndrome is a rare but severe form of epilepsy, the symptoms usually appearing before the age of one. Without effective treatment, it causes repeated uncontrolled seizures, creating a high risk for injury and death. But doctors say an experimental drug treatment called zorevunersen is showing great promise. A trial in 81 young patients suggests repeated doses can result in up to 90% fewer seizures and healthier brain activity.
The BBC's Michelle Roberts. Savannah Guthrie made an off-camera appearance at the offices of NBC's Today Show, her first time back since her mother Nancy went missing from her Arizona home. Guthrie made the appearance Thursday morning. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.